Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, you have reached Lilydale Radio, Journeys of the Light. And this is Reverend John White coming to you from downtown Lilydale, New York. Well, springtime is coming and birds are starting to sing, even though we may be getting a little bit of a snowstorm, believe it or not, here in Lilydale the next couple of days. But we're looking to come and plant our flowers, and definitely spring is on its way. Lilydale is the largest spiritualist community in the world, and basically there are about 50 registered mediums. And what we mean by registered mediums, those are the mediums or the people here that have been tested before a board and a group of people, giving them the official go-ahead to do readings and counsel people. People from around the world come here to Lilydale to come and see the different mediums and the different spiritual teachers. Now, because of what's going on in the world this summer, we will be doing a lot of things online, okay? So you can keep up. A lot of the workshops will be done online. But I know you can reach a lot of the mediums, including myself, if you like phone readings. You could reach us here at Lilydale. Just go on the Lilydale site at lilydaleassembly.com, lilydaleassembly.com, and you can see the list of the mediums, and that's how you can get in touch with them. So again, we'll be doing a lot of the workshops and things of interest on Zoom, actually, this coming summer. So we hope you tune into that. Joyce Kelly just walked into the studio. Hi, Joyce.
Well, hello, and welcome to another edition of Journeys of the Light with John White. And I understand John is filling everybody in on the latest and greatest happenings of Lilydale this coming summer. You can check for updates on the Lilydale website, lilydaleassembly.org. And as John mentioned, there are a lot of workshops and church services that are being held online. And John, what about you? You have a workshop actually coming up online.
Actually, yes, I have a workshop coming up, and the workshop is actually, I believe it's on the 15th, it's actually on the 16th, and the workshop is going to be on the seven natural laws of the higher self, the seven natural laws of the higher self. And before the end of the show, we'll put you in tune with the person who is sponsoring that. Now, a lot of us here in Lilydale are actually doing those types of events online. For those of you who tuned into my good friend and Tom Newman, who did the show last week. So I was just talking to Tom on the radio, and he loves doing the show. And he loves all the people that phone in and are listening to him. Tom is actually in Santa Fe. So isn't it a small world? So here we are. Myself and Joyce are in Western New York, and Tom is there in Santa Fe. And there may be people, Joyce, listening also from Australia, England, and Canada, and all over America. And so, okay, Joyce, what do you have to give us today?
Okay, well, I just wanted to let everybody know the workshop you were referring to is at Santosha in Williamsville. So if you want to check online, that's Santosha in Williamsville, New York, which is right next to Buffalo. And we're actually going to take our first caller now. We have quite a few people on the line, so we are having a few technical difficulties, so if you have a little bit of trouble calling in, just try again. I'm not sure what's going on with the system, but if you are trying to call in, the number is 818-739-8818. Again, that number is 818-739-8818. And if you'd like to text a question, the number is 716-467-5552. Again, 716-467-5552. And on this radio show, Journeys of the Light with Reverend John White, a Lilydale registered medium, we talk about all sorts of mystical topics, connecting with your loved ones in spirit, connecting with your angels and spirit guides, your higher self, stories of mystical profound healings and encounters with angels and the masters in spirit. So we're going to through our first caller, and I believe that they are calling from, let me not guess. Hello, caller. You are live on the air. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. This is Nancy from California, and I'm excited to talk to you.
Hi, Nancy from California. Okay. Are you a first-time caller? I think you've called before, right?
Yes, I am. No, I've never called before.
Oh, beautiful. Now, how did you learn about this show?
Oh, I've seen it on Blog Talk, and I really enjoyed listening
to
your connections. Yeah, your connections with spirit guides and also loved ones. So, yeah. And I love Lilydale. It's a place I always wanted to visit when I was on the East Coast, but never got to see it.
Well, I hope you come and see us someday, honey.
Thank you.
You have a story to tell us, or what would you like us to do with each other tonight?
Well, actually, it may be a connection. My husband passed away 3 weeks ago.
Now, don't say anything more. Let me see what
okay.
The less I know, the easier this is. Now, you just say yes or no. Did he have a cancerous condition before he passed on?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the reason why I'm able to tune into people's conditions of how they passed on, I'm a medical intuitive, and that seems to carry over in my mediumship. Okay? So I feel, I'm not seeing him, but I feel his energy. And now this may sound unusual, but he feels lucky. Okay? He feels lucky that he had the time that he had with you. Okay? Now this may sound unusual. He feels lucky that he's able to, he says he's already contacted you and you've already felt him. Is this true?
Twice. That's correct.
Okay. Yeah. So he feels lucky that's already going on. All right. Okay.
Wonderful.
Now, do you have a son?
No.
Okay. Now,
no, I don't.
He's talking about a little boy. Who's it? There's a little boy. There's a young man in your life. Who is that?
I have a grandson.
Oh, then, see, your husband sees my interpretation. Your husband's talking about your grandson.
Oh, he has grandsons, too. He has grandsons, too. Maybe he's talking about them.
Okay. Well, he wants to acknowledge them, okay? He obviously wants to acknowledge them. Now, why am I looking at a ring? Do you have a ring of his, or what is that all about?
Yes. Actually, I'm going to be receiving his ring shortly. Yes.
Oh, isn't that beautiful? Well, he obviously must know that because that's what he shows me. that's what he showed me. And, you know, the ring also represents, ring represents eternity, no beginning and no end.
Right.
Okay. What is he talking? He's talking about fine, nice clothes. I don't understand. Did he really like to dress up nice or? You can say no.
No, he actually didn't.
he seems to be talking about nice clothes now. I don't. Okay.
Oh, maybe just because I'm kind of packing and going through my clothes now.
Okay. Now you know we show up at our own funerals, right?
I'm sorry?
Do you know what we show up at our, when we pass on, we show up at our own funerals?
Oh, yes.
He says he looked pretty good. Now, listen, I wouldn't say that unless your husband had a sense of humor. Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, he's funny. Yeah, he was okay. Funny.
Yeah, he says he looked pretty good. Okay. Now you know that You know, on the other side of life, you know, where time doesn't exist, you know that, you know, we become, another way to put it, we become younger on the other side of life, because that's the natural law on that side of life. Okay? Okay.
Absolutely.
Was he in the military?
No. No, he wasn't.
No. There may be someone else trying to come in here. Who in your family was in? I'm looking at a younger man around. Is your daddy passed on?
Yes, but I never met him.
There's a man here. There's an impression of a man. He's in a uniform. I know he's in your family. I'm just trying to figure out who it is. Do you know someone else that was in the military that was close to you?
No, actually, I don't. It could be, you know, uncles or grandfathers.
Okay.
I really didn't know too many of them.
Okay. Well, I'm known for bringing in people's dads, okay? So even if you don't know, I didn't know my dad either, by the way, okay? But even if we don't know them, even though they passed on, it doesn't mean they don't know about us, okay?
Oh, I know he was in the Air Force. Yeah, he was
okay,
in the
well,
Air
thank
Force.
You. Yeah, well, that's the military.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I sense the father figure on the other side of life. See, now the more we talk, the more we get. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, if I got this right, there seemed to be this little dog or something that looked like a. Did you have a family
yes.
dog that your husband loved?
Oh my goodness, yes. And he passed away last August, and I actually closed my eyes and I saw my husband holding him. Of course, my husband looked younger than he was.
Well, yeah, guess what? He's younger now too. Okay, okay. But anyway,
yeah.
Now when they bring their dogs or their pets like that, and believe it or not, some people bring horses, and God only knows what. That means that no one.
Yeah.
That means the family's together. Okay, like everybody's together. That's what that actually means. Okay. Now, did your husband buy you jewelry?
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think he would like you to wear it sometimes. Do you ever get an opportunity to wear it?
I haven't, well, lately. Yeah, it's been a long year. So, you know, I'm going to
Okay, honey.
Probably,
well, I'm being
yeah.
told that. Now, do you know what psychometry is?
Oh, yes. Holding on to an
okay,
object and breathing.
Yeah, so that means his energy is on that. Okay?
Oh,
his energy is on that. Okay, and so he would like you to do that. Okay, we got to go, honey. Thank you so much for calling.
I know. God
bless
you.
Oh,
that was fabulous. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. Bye bye now.
Bye bye.
Thank you so much for calling us here, Attorneys of the Light. And on this show, we talk about mystical topics from the largest spiritualist community in the world, Lilydale, New York. We're about an hour south of Niagara Falls. And usually our summer season begins the last weekend of June, and it goes all the way to Labor Day. We shall see what happens this year. We are planning on opening, and hopefully, fingers crossed, everything will be in the right condition for us to do that this year. We typically open with Tibetan monks doing a special ceremony here at beautiful Casadega Lake. And people come from all over just to see those monks who fly in from Tibet or wherever they're hiding out from. Sorry. Unfortunately, So, John, we do have a caller from New York City. We have a few callers from New York City tonight. And Christine is on the line, and she is hoping that you can connect with her higher wisdom.
Okay. Hello, how are you tonight?
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
Okay, are you a first-time caller?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for tuning in with us. So what is so Joyce was saying you would like me to tune into your higher self, your higher wisdom, is that true?
Yes, I heard your last call, you said that you were a medical intuitive. So I was just wondering if you could tune into my health. I've been suffering from health issues for
Now don't say too much. Now listen,
okay.
because I'm not a doctor, we have to acknowledge that I'm not a doctor, and whatever I say to you, you're always going to use your own intelligence. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay, we just have to do that, okay? I mean, I have to tell I have to tell you that. Uh-huh. You've been getting some rashes?
Well, my face has been breaking out like crazy.
Okay, then that's okay. See, I got to be very careful about this. I find myself thinking about your immune system. Is there ever been any problems there, or?
Not that I'm aware of, but it could be.
Okay. Okay, let me just see what this is. Now, let me just say this, too. The three causes of diseases are genetic, things we can inherit from our family tree, our emotions, and also the environment and the diet, you know, what we eat, because everything that goes into our mouth ends up being good medicine or bad medicine. You know what? You're extremely empathic. You know what that means?
Yes.
Okay. So now I want to talk about the being empathic, feeling what other people feel. Okay. I'm actually in your nervous system right now. Do you know anything about breathing exercises?
A little bit, not too much.
The only reason why I'm bringing that up is that don't misunderstand. I got to feel a lot of this is emotional, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And somehow if we can get so that's the emotional body. Remember, the three causes of disease are genetic, emotional, and environmental. So if we can kind of get your emotional body back, your emotional energy back in line, okay? This may be a little bit of a personal question, but are you a little bit in a quandary or a little bit of depression because you're not seeing someone you like to see?
Yes, you could say that, yes.
Okay, because I believe that's obviously affecting your emotions, okay? Now, I really can't, on the air, honey, because I'm not a doctor, I really can't take it beyond that, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
So do you recommend I should try to look into breathing exercises? Do you think that would help?
Well, yes. Okay. Now, there's a lot of type of yoga breathing exercises that you can do. Okay. There's also a type of breathing exercise that's called, if you go on the computer and put holotropic breathwork, or you could actually put in something. Now, don't misunderstand this word. You can actually put in something called rebirthing. It teaches you how to do advanced breathing exercises. And what that does, it helps to purify your emotional body. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks, honey, for calling us.
Thank you so much.
God bless. Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, Christine. You're listening to Journeys of the Light with Reverend John Light of Lilydale. And if you'd like to call in, and we do have a lot of callers, and we hopefully will be able to get to everybody, the number is 818-739-8818. Again, that number is 818-739-8818. And if you are a little bit too shy to call in, or you just don't want to hear your voice on the air, you can give us a text at 716-467-5552. Again, that number is 716-467-5552. And actually, John, we do have a few people that sent you questions by text. And the first one is from Anne in Maine. Anne from Maine. She told me who one of her loved ones died, and she mentioned who, but I'll just save it and see if the particular loved one comes through. She was just buried. Are you able to connect, or is it too soon?
Okay. Well, sometimes people from the other side of life, they come back right away, and sometimes it takes a while, so it's not black and white. It depends It depends on, now, I don't know if this is the person you want to hear from, but there seems to be a man, it seems to be a man coming into my energy here. I don't know why I'm thinking he had a hard time breathing or something going on with his respiratory system and also his heart. That's what I seem to be getting. I don't know if that's the person you want to hear from, but that's the person that I am, sensing. There also seems to be a young, not a young boy, but a young man also that seems to be here. excuse me, that's spirit. Okay, there seems to be a young man also that's here also. My God, there's so many. I don't know if this is your mother or a person that was like a motherly to you, but there's also another spirit here that's with you also. And that's what I get. God bless you and thank you.
Okay, John, it was her mother that she wanted to connect with. Are you able to get anything from her mom?
Well, her mom came to me almost like feeling like an angel in a way, okay? And I get a feeling of, I think her mother's trying to tell me that she's in Graceland. So Graceland is like spiritual land, Graceland. Like just, there's a lot of grace where your mother is. All right. And no, I'm not talking about Elvis.
I mean, does she like Elvis?
Oh, does she like Elvis? I don't know if she likes Elvis or not. But anyways, yeah. Okay. I don't know why I'm also thinking of a country and Western music star also, Johnny Cash. I don't know. See, we're supposed to say everything we get, even though it doesn't make sense to us at this time. Okay. But I did get a feeling of your mother's energy here, and I get a feeling. Now I'm a man, so I can have an excuse. I'm not very good with perfumes. Actually, I'm smelling lilacs as I'm talking to your mother. So I hope I have the right aroma. But I get a feeling. Your mother's saying it was just like moving next door, moving next door. And I get a feeling of, I don't know if your mother had problems with her legs or walking or anything like that, but I get a feeling of your mother is dancing in the sun right now. God bless you and thank you.
Oh, thank you, John. And Anne, I hope that helped you, connecting with your mother on the other side. John, we have a question that came in by text, Paula from Buffalo. And Paula wants to know if you can tune in and see if her angels and spirit guides have any special message for her. And she also wants to know, she said she's waiting on some news, and she's hoping you can tune in and see if she will get that news anytime this month.
Okay. Okay, so when I tune into your spirit guides, well, I think I'm watching you. I don't know if this means that you're keeping a journal or trying to keep a journal, but I get a feeling, it's like not very early in the morning, I feel that I saw you writing, so I believe that your guys would like you to write or to journal, okay? And they're telling me that your dreams have a lot to say. Your dreams have a lot to say, okay? And I don't know if you're actually looking for some money coming in, but I was looking at basically a book that represented your financial situation, and I saw you erasing a lot of the monies that you owed. You being able to erase a lot of that. Okay, and I do get a feeling you're actually very clairvoyant, this guide is saying to me, and I'm also sensing an angel there with you. Now, when I said very clairvoyant and I felt the angel, for some reason I saw the color blue. So somehow this is connected with a spirit guide of yours that's hoping that you pursue even more training in your intuition, in your psychic ability. Because they really want to work with you, because they say definitely that you are a natural. And thank you very much for calling us.
Thank you. And next, John, and listeners, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Journeys of the Light with Reverend John White of Lilydale, New York, the world's largest spiritualist community. And I just want to mention that there are several other radio shows. Celeste Elliott, another one of the registered mediums here, she's amazing. She has her own radio show, and it was Celestial Fridays, but I have to double check on. I don't want to.
Tuesdays now.
As well.
Or Mondays.
Okay. Well, and then there's Wednesdays with Willa. Wednesday morning, and Colleen Van Der Seiden. So they all post, you can, you know, just Google their names or check on their Facebook pages for their for the details of their shows, because a few of them have changed the days and the times. So I don't want to give you the wrong information. So, John, we next have Mary from New York City. And like a lot of people right now, she is concerned about a career path, so she's hoping you can tune in and help her and guide her. Mary, are you here with us?
Yes, I am. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay. Okay, so about a career path. Okay. Well,
should I be more specific?
Yeah, because I'm, yeah, please.
Okay. Well, I could either go in the direction of what I was doing before, which was fundraising for nonprofits, or I could venture into something new or do a combination of both. And the new thing would be some sort of business where I buy businesses and then flip them for profit after a certain period of time. And I would need to undergo some training for this. I'm looking into this right now. I'm not sure if this would be a safe thing to invest in. And then there's the other idea of going into e-commerce now that so many things are going digital, understandably so. And I thought maybe it would be good to have a drop shipping business.
Okay, well, you have a
so
lot
these
of
are all
online
the things
here. Okay. I think maybe you have to get by my crazy sense of humor, okay?
Okay.
So maybe
no,
we
I like
should
a sense
talk
of humor.
About, okay, good. Maybe we should talk about with Buffett. Maybe we should talk to Mr. Buffett to see if we can help you to flip some places or not. Okay.
Oh, well, yeah, well, I personally wouldn't be the expert. I would be trained by this program.
I see, then they have access to experts. I see you looking into that, actually. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, it's going to take it's just like playing a musical instrument. It's going to take several years before before you could go somewhere with it, okay? But, you know, I really get a feeling, I saw you like a teacher or an instructor in a way. And what I mean by that is that your ability to stand up in front of people and to make people feel confident and to get your ideas across. So that's one of the natural talents that you already have, okay? So I just want to, I want to definitely acknowledge that with you. Now, are you planning on, I believe I saw you, my interpretation, I believe I saw you like on a YouTube station and you were presenting your ideas and you were filming yourself presenting your ideas. Have you thought about doing something like that, or is that part of your training?
Oh, that could be part of my training. In fact, there's actually something that I got as part of a package deal that has to do with starting a YouTube channel and getting subscribers.
Okay, great. Okay. Again, my crazy sense of humor, I saw you putting on your makeup and really looking good, bright eyed and bushy tailed. Okay, I really did see that. So, you know, listen, I really do believe you have a natural talent of being sincere and also helping people to feel safe. And you're very good at presenting your ideas. So that's something that you really have going for, okay? Now, I'm being told that you need a lot of work in the technical side of it, okay? But that also could be learned, okay? Now, the impression I got, regardless if you do those, this is very sincere, regardless of what of those you choose, you basically learning how to present yourself on YouTube or present yourself basically using artificial intelligence is a win-win situation for any of those things, okay? So that's something that you should really
that you should really look at. Okay?
Okay.
Do you need a new car? Do you need a new car?
No, because I live in the city.
Okay, well, I saw you in a new car in the future. Remember, I'm in a part of my mind that plays with time, okay?
I wouldn't mind.
Okay, well, it was a nice car. So a car is, if this was dream interpretation, a car is a vehicle of how you're getting through life, okay? So it was a really nice car. I need to ask you a silly question. I'm literally from Montreal, Canada, living in Lilydale, New York. You can ask me this silly question. Where is the Hamptons?
Oh, okay. Well, it's in Long Island. So it's
okay.
Where the New Yorkers go in the summertime on the weekends to chill
okay.
out.
Okay. Well, for some reason, I have an association with you there. Okay? No, I don't know if I'm saying you're living there or I have an association with you there. Okay?
So it really
felt quite prosperous, by the way. All right?
Oh, man. Oh, that's awesome because I've been itching to get to the next level financially, you know, have this goal in mind, and it's higher than I've ever made. And, you know, right now we're going through this pandemic, and I'm just thinking, okay, well, how could I make more money? And then that business idea came up.
Okay. I'm sorry we were going to spend a little time with each person, but definitely basic learning how to present yourself in front of a camera because you are an excellent communicator, okay? Thank you very much for calling us tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mary, for calling in. And again, you're listening to Journeys of the Light with Reverend John White. And John, you know, next weekend is actually, it's hard to believe, but it is Mother's Day next Sunday. And I think maybe that's why maybe some people are thinking about their moms right now, like Nicole from Windbear, Pennsylvania. I hope I'm saying that right. She texted and she wants to know if you can tune in to her mom who has passed away since this is Mother's Day weekend coming up.
Okay. Hi, how are you tonight? You on the line?
She texted.
Oh, she texted. Okay. Well, I don't know if this is your mom, and this may sound kind of repetitive, but there's another lady here who had a cancerous condition before she passed on. And as Joyce was just introducing you, you know, that you want to communicate with your mom, I already had a feeling this lady's here that does feel like your mom that is here. Now, I don't know if she's holding a small dog or a small cat, but she's that's also a good symbol for me when they're holding an animal friend, okay? And she's talking about, your mom's talking about some jewelry that she gave you that you haven't been wearing at all recently. And she seems to be talking about that that also. Boy, you have a lot of cousins on the other side of life. They seem to me, it's almost like they're all waving. They're all waving at you, okay? And I get a feeling, I think I intuit that I just saw your mom reading you books when you were a child before you go to sleep at night sometimes. So that's obviously very, very positive memories. And yes, your mom is with you, and God bless you.
Thank you. And again, you are listening to Journeys of the Light with Reverend John White, a Lilydale registered medium. And if you want more information about Lilydale, you can check out the website, which, as far as I know, is updated and possibly maybe getting even some more fine-tuning, but it's lilydaleassembly.org. And if you are so inclined to support the community, I know that Lilydale is very appreciative of any support that they get from their fans. The church services are normally held on Sunday, three different church services, one with the National Church, one with the Fellowship of the Spirit, and another one with the Church of the Living Spirit. But of course, because of the pandemic, and we are in New York State, we are not having any live church services, but you can go online and some of them are streaming. So if you look up Lilydale Church, if you can't remember the name of the church, you'll be able to find one of them. And, you know, even receive some remote healing. And of course, when we are back live, Lilydale welcomes people from all different backgrounds. You don't even have to be a member. You can come and check out the church service, which is always an inspirational message, healing, free healing, and mediumship messages to about, you know, one or two dozen people, depending on, you know, how long the messages are. So we love having people come and visit, and in the summertime as well. And right now, Friday night, Judith Rochester is normally teaching a mediumship, but at the Church of the Living Spirit. And if you're interested in developing your mediumship with her during the off season, you can go onto her web, her Facebook page, Judith Rochester. And she is wonderful for working with mediums, both beginning and advanced. And many people have stayed with her for a few years, continuing to develop. And of course, John is going to be teaching a workshop through Santosha, which is in Williamsville, New York, just next to Buffalo, on May 16th. So you want to check out Santosha website, Santosha, just kind of the way it sounds, S as in Sam, A-N-T-O-S-H-A. And John, we have several more callers, and please, you know, don't be discouraged if you're not able to get through tonight. We will be on next week as well, same time, 8 p.m. to 8:45 p.m. And if you're not able to get through tonight, because we do have a lot of callers, please call again next week. And we do have someone, John, who another person who texted, and she's wondering, this is a quick question, if you can tune in to Gail in New York. She wants to know, John, if you can tune in for her and see if her spirit guides have a special message for her, and also that she has a business and she wants to know if, given the pandemic, you see her opening by the 4th of July.
Okay. So as I'm tuning, hi, this is John White. As I'm tuning into you, I'm just seeing all these people that you're talking to. So if this is I see a list of people that want to, I believe that this somehow is connected with your business. Okay. So the other feeling I'm getting though with that is that you may be having to reinvent how you communicate with people or how you serve the people that want to come to you. Okay. So I get a feeling, it feels like it's a slow start, but I really saw a list of people that want to do business with you. Again, one more time, I believe that you may have to figure out how to do it in a little bit of a different way. But I get a feeling of don't get discouraged. I do see you being successful. Okay, and that's what I get. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Next, we do have John. Thank you for your patience. I know that, you know, right now a lot of people are concerned about their jobs and their business because of the pandemic. And our next caller is Laura from New Jersey, and she's also has a question for you, John, about her job. Laura from New Jersey.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, John. How are you?
Good. How are you tonight?
I'm good. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, now, because of time, yeah. Ask me a very specific question. Ask me a very specific question.
Okay, I'm wondering when you see me getting another contract or even a permanent job, maybe?
Okay. Okay, what I get is that this has a contract. In general, I feel as though there's several people that want to give you a contract, okay? But they're kind of waiting until they're allowed to, in a way. Now, I could do this with you also. Is there a specific group of people that you get contracts with that I can go visit them and tell you basically if you're getting it or not? Is there a contract pending that you would like me to look at? That's the question.
There's a couple contracts I had applied to with some pharmaceutical companies, but I think they were placed on hold.
Okay, and you know, that's exactly what I was getting. Remember when you first got on the line with me, I said, "Oh, there's several contracts that feel like they want to give it to you, or they want you to talk to you, but they're just waiting for things to get together." Okay. Now, what was the other question? The other question was, should you get another type of work? Was that your question also?
So, well, either a permanent job or a contract. I didn't know what you might see if you think
I'm
going to go into permanent.
Well, right away, I got the feeling of the contracts. Okay?
Contracts.
So that's definite. This is only my interpretation. It may be a little bit difficult for you to give those up. Okay? So, now remember, this is all about energy when I'm doing it. So it feels like the energy is definitely there for you to get several of those contracts. Now, I'm not saying that you can't get another job, but, you know, I get a feeling that the contracts are out there. And again, as soon as things start, I seem to be in the month of June with you as I'm tuning into you with this. Okay.
June.
I get a
feeling.
Now, are they going to, I believe I see them phoning and talking to you. Have they talked to you yet?
No, I had a Skype interview about a month ago, but they ended up giving it to an internal employee instead. But
I see you on the. I don't mean to cut you off, but I got to get this before it goes away. I saw you talk to several people, and I do feel as though you're going to get some interviews. Okay. So I feel like this time, that's the way to go. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
And thank you, Laura. You're listening to Journeys of the Light with Reverend John White in Lilydale, New York. And John, did you want to tell people about your workshop coming up on the seven natural laws? What does that mean, the seven natural laws?
Okay. So the seven natural laws of the higher self is one of the natural laws is that we're all connected together. Okay, that another way of saying there's only one mind and we're all part of that mind. And then the other part, the other natural law, is that in that higher self we can communicate with each other. Okay, so really, Joyce, it's based on the natural laws of the higher self in mediumship. So for those of you who want to get to know who your spirit guides are and to communicate with the higher self, which is basically your divine self, that is what it's all about. I don't mean to cut it short, but there's a few more people that want to get in.
Okay, so we're able to take one last caller. Hello, caller. You are live on the air with John. How are you doing tonight?
Hello? Hello, are you there?
Okay. And as I mentioned earlier, we were having a little bit of trouble with our phone. We had some technical difficulties, but actually that gives us a chance to give the one last person, one last listener who was sent a question by text. This is Sarah from Illinois. Sarah wants to know, John, if you can see if her angels have a message for her.
Okay. Oh, how beautiful. I felt all these, I'm serious. I felt all these angels around you. And I'm also sensing a children angel. I don't know how to put this. Very young angels around you also. Okay. And I'm also sensing a grandmother, to tell you the truth, around you at this time also. And it's like I want to talk about you and dancing. I don't know if you dance or not, but it has to do with you dancing, okay? And sometimes when you're there just going to sleep at night, you feel them definitely with you. Now, sometimes it's hard for me to tell the difference between a father and a grandfather, but just before you go to sleep at night, there's a father figure spirit that comes to you sometimes and tries to inspire you. I hope that helps you. Remember, it's possible to be lonely, but it's impossible to be alone. The spirits are always working with you. And God bless you all.
Join us again next week for another edition of Journeys of the Light with John White. Good night and God bless.